Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
World, what are you up to? What's going on? How you doing? All of the above. D, thank you for tuning in to yet another week, another night on Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome co-host Mo Benz. What's happening,
yo.
Mo?
What's up, Black? chilling, man. Just ready to get it in, man. Ready to wind down and chop it up. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Yeah, this
is a
Mo Benz production tonight. You know, this is a Mo Benz production.
Facts. Let's get it in.
Man, how was your week, buddy?
My week was chill. You know what I'm saying? I'm still on my same shit. You know what I'm saying? Still in hunt mode. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? I went to a little mixer. We'll talk about that a little bit when we get into this, topic. Just chill, man. Like, you know, a week was nothing crazy, but it was just, it was just cool. It was just smooth. You know what I'm saying? So how was your week?
Amazing. You know,
wow,
as easy as you can change
weeks,
your mind about something, you can change your life in the same manner that you can change your mind. And it's all about having control of the things in your life, because we have more control than we think. So, you know, eliminating toxic situations and situations that serve me no purpose, especially, you know, we're in the shadow period of the retrograde, and, you know, this process, you know, the new moon that's coming up, everything is just eliminating things that serve you no purpose. And so these are things that would normally bother me for other reasons, you know, they no longer bother me. You know, I'm eliminating anything
that doesn't
serve my life any purpose, and, you know, evaluating everybody that is around me, because my circle is very small. So, working, that's what I've been doing, working my butt off. Hey, do you know how to do press kits? Have you ever did a press kit before?
Not really.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
No.
I might have dabbled in it, but not really.
Y'all do so much. I gotta get my press kit turned over. But so I think this week, if not this week, it's next week. I got another interview that's dropping. I should have checked on that date. I am so sorry I didn't. But if it's this week, I'll let you guys know next week where to find the interview. Simply amazing. I love the people so far that I've been doing interviews with, man. They're so grounded, and you
that's
get the time.
Good, man. Get your story out there, you know what I'm saying? Talk your shit,
you know, listen,
converse.
Like I said before
that's
on the show.
Good.
Sometimes you can have a conversation. You can have a conversation with somebody, and they're only going to understand you as much as their brain is going to allow, as much as they've been exposed to. So if they haven't been exposed to the things that you're speaking of, or if they can't comprehend because they don't understand, they're not going to get it. And so, you know, I've had some interviews with some people. That doesn't mean they're dumb. You know what I'm saying? That just simply means that they don't understand, you know, where I'm coming from or my walk of life or what I've been through and so on and so forth. Same thing with toxic people. People can be so toxic that they surround themselves solely with people that either are going to play into their toxicity or that will just be yes men. So when you get somebody that's not your yes man or that's not going to play into your toxic behaviors, then that person is speaking foreign to you because that's not what you're used to. Doesn't mean that a person is stupid. It just means that, you know, you can't comprehend what I'm telling you. So the people that I've been doing interviews with, man, just really, 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 you know, we can relate to each other on a spiritual, you know, standpoint or, you know, a hustle standpoint. So some really good interviews that I've been doing lately. So shout out to all of those
people. Yeah, that's good. That's good, too. And also, too, I'm still, like, getting my, I love just getting organized, man. Like, that's just one of my, like, best things that I could do. You know what I'm saying? I love when my wife starts to get organized too, because I just see plans coming together. You know what I'm saying? So another thing, like just turning my place into like a rest haven, a office, you know, my wife, her boutique type stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's just cool. So, you know, that's another thing with my week, just getting comfortable in my place. And also, too, going into, like, the winter months, you know, you want to make sure your home is just chill. You know what I'm saying? You don't be wanting to be out as much. At least I don't. You know what I'm saying?
What? I'm telling
you. So you just want to have that safe haven. So, yeah, so that's another thing I've been on.
That's a very important thing. Like I'm working on some of those things. Sorry about that. I'm working on some of the same things. Just really getting in a comfortable state of mind and home life. You know, this is cuffing season. Okay, so here's my problem. My problem is not to have somebody. It's easy to have somebody. That's no problem. The problem is having somebody that you genuinely want to cuff, you know, in your household, somebody you genuinely, you know, I hear men say, you know, they want a ready-made man. They want a ready-made man, and, you know, you just got to kind of deal with what you got. And more so, I'm like, yeah, no. Nobody is perfect, right? But it's certain levels that you can't settle for. But, you know, this cuffing season, so you never know what's going to happen.
This is cuffing season.
Cuffing season.
That's a fact.
Let me see. Where is El Capo Smooth?
Yeah.
He ain't made it in yet. That's weird. So tonight, now I was trying to figure out something here on the back. So salute
okay.
to our top five countries tuning in, United States, of course.
Our top five, yeah. Let's get it in.
United States, United. Oh, that was you. Well, I don't know.
So we getting it, we, you know, for the listeners out there, I don't want to have no uncomfortable pauses or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But we just getting the top five.
Yeah, the system is kind of going crazy right now. My bad.
All right. You know, want to keep it smooth, keep it going. But yeah, so you know, shout out to the top five. You know what I'm saying? It's always usually United States, Canada. You know what I'm saying? Then we got to see what's up with our African country.
United States,
like
Canada,
you know,
Italy.
Okay, all right.
Let me go somewhere else and pull it up. For some reason, I don't know. I think that was Smooth that was just trying to call in. The system is doing this crazy lag, so bear with me really quick. Let me find these top five really quick because, you know, they are important. United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Italy, and Australia, top five countries. Salute to you guys for rocking with us, man. We appreciate it.
That's a fact. All day.
Yeah, let's,
you know,
just hit the refresh here.
Worldwide, out there, all the people listening.
Right.
Nation to nation. Coming through.
Turn
real
up.
Talk. Talking my shit every Sunday. And shout out to all the new listeners that might be coming on, listening to the show for the first time. Definitely. I appreciate you. And we're gonna keep it interesting. So that's how we do.
Okay, so for real, you caught me. I had just sat down and started cooking when you text me the topic. I had a busy day.
Yeah.
So I was
the
like, oh, my
topic.
God, you know, I had to undid my little thing or whatever. But tonight's topic, what's your favorite sex position and why? So these are the things that we want to know.
Yeah,
what Mo want to know. I'm
going
to let Mo
inquired
talk to y'all about why he chose this topic, and then we can dive right on in it.
I bet. So I'm gonna paint the picture. So I was like, I ain't know what topic I was going to do tonight, but then I was just thinking, I was kind of like just going through my weekend there. Sometimes my wife, you know what I'm saying, shout out to my wife, you know, hashtag happily married man. A lot of times my wife gives me a nice topic, you know what I'm saying? Like on the low, she gave me some of these topics. I shout her out, but I don't know if I really said which topic she did, but shout out to her. But anyway, so lately too, I've just been just trying to find, well, not trying to find, I just been finding inspiration in just like everyday life, like conversations, you know what I'm saying? Just different people that I might meet during the week. And so I went to like this, shout out to Pell's Pies. It's this little coffee shop in Brooklyn. It's right around the corner for me. It's like my second office. So when I'm doing my real estate shit, I just go there and kind of zone out. I could, like, you know, in the morning, I can give me a nice little iced coffee, or at night, I can give me a nice little glass of wine, and, you know, it's just good vibes. So anyway, they had a mixer. And, you know, it's just different professional people come through there and just talk. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just have a good conversation. So I happen to be chilling, and all of a sudden, this female just asked me, like, what's my favorite position, right? So, favorite sex position. So, I guess she thought she was going to catch me off guard. You know what I'm saying? So, I was like, yo, I don't really have a straight favorite sex position. You know what I'm saying? Because every, you know, once again, hashtag happily married man. But every female I see, I'm always sizing them up. You know what I'm saying? So, depending on how a female's shape determines my sex position. You know what I'm saying? So once I said that, I kind of proceeded to have an episode of Real Talk right there, you know what I'm saying, in the spot. And then that kind of like segue or gave me the inspiration for this topic tonight. So, you know, so that's it. I just want to set that up, and then I'm gonna come back. So, but let me ask you this, Black: what's your favorite sex position and why?
You know what? I was asking why you asked this topic, but listen, it depends on the person.
Okay.
I can get with somebody like I said this before. The man brings out a certain thing in me. You know what I'm saying? It's just like our chemistry low. Not just because, for me, it's not because you got a big penis and I'm like, you know, okay, you know, I want it because you got a
chemistry
big penis. You know, I'm not one of those females. And it's hard to be able to gauge me that way because most females are like that. They got a big penis. Women are headstrong about penis, you know, and that's not me.
Yeah.
So having a big penis is only part of it for me. The other part is our chemistry, our chemistry. Now, you know, I can have great chemistry with you, and if I do and I trust you at that point, then, you know, I would just love to give you oral sex, right? I've run across, you know, not a lot, but a few that I just love to give oral sex to, right? When I no longer trust you, like, even if I say, okay, well, yeah, I want to do this, it'll leave my mind. I'll be like, yeah, no. Like, when I don't trust you anymore, I'm not on that. But it can be somebody that I may not like giving oral sex to, but I may like riding him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't ride people often. But when I do, it's just because I'm feeling the vibe. And when I do what I do, I can do what I do.
I'll get
but
that rhythm
I just
going.
Don't do it often. It's just that person. You know what I'm saying? But that definitely has a size thing to it when it's talking about that. Other than that, it's like, get it from the back, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
do what you gotta do.
Is always the one.
Of course, you know, if he giving me pussy, then, you know, it's going to have to be the sizzle. And what I mean by giving me pussy is meaning
it's
a man with a very small penis, and we got to rub each other. We got to light a match, you know, for what the word.
I never heard nobody put it like that before. That's
yeah, that's a lot of people don't know when I be like, these men out here giving
I'm
up
like,
pussy.
What?
You know, women, they bump vaginas, right? So when a man got a real small penis, that don't have nothing to do with the vagina. Like, you know, I think somebody that was displaced by their penis size, that mean your pussy big. No, if you got to get in the sizzle and rub up against me, you can't even pull out or it's going to fall out. Like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. That's all you, buddy. You giving me pussy around here. You know what I'm saying? So it just all depends for me.
That's interesting. All right. So, I mean, so the way I feel about it is, like I said, so like I was saying before, whenever I'm in, once again, hashtag happily married man. So a lot of these exploits was like, you know, before I became happily married. But, you know, I always size a woman up no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, if I'm attracted to a woman, I'm always sizing a woman up like just to see if it do pop off. Like, how would I just, you know, how would I do it? You know what I'm saying? What position would I go to? So, for example, of course, a woman with a nice ass, that's always just going to be some back shots. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? You just want to see it. Shout out to my homie Dame, too. My homie Dame from back in the day, way back in the day, Cleveland days. But, you know, when I was just young, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like young in the game, trying to find my way as far as females. I remember him like put me on. He was coming up from Atlanta too. It was like my homeboy from high school, so early high school days. He's like, yo, man, I like to see a ripple. I'm like, ripple? And he was like, yeah, man, a back shot. You know what I'm saying? When you hit it from the back, it just ripple. You know what I'm saying? And ever since then, I've been like, I done had a fetish with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, see it just jiggle when you hitting it, man. That's dope. And like I said, I'm just so attracted to Black women because, you know, Black women just have all the curves and like the different angles that I just enjoy. So that's of course. And then, you know, because I like to run the gamut too. When we just like really having all in, like all these positions will be switched up in our rendezvous. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, of course, if a woman have a fat ass, that's like the first thing. Secondly,
what really turned me on. It's some like summertime shit, because wintertime, you know, I'm just bundled up, so you can't really tell. You know what I'm saying? Everybody like walking around like Christmas gifts. You know what I'm saying? So when you get with her and you unwrap all them clothes, it's like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So this is what was under that big coat and all this other stuff. But in the summertime, you can really just see what a woman working with. And so I always been attracted to something. Thing on a woman to me is a woman's stomach. When a woman got a nice, smooth stomach, some nice breasts to go with it, then I'm just thinking cowgirl. You know what I'm saying? I want to just be able to look up at that and just see it. Just, you know what I'm saying? Especially if she got some rhythm. I just want to see it, see how she do it. You know what I'm saying? See how she work it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if she, like, put her hand on my chest and then she just, you know, set the tone. That's all day. You know what I'm saying? So that's another favorite. And then,
oh, wow.
Yeah. I get deep. And then if a woman just got them curves, right, I like that missionary position too. You know what I'm saying? So that missionary, but it's a certain way I like that missionary. That's my life. All right, I'm trying to punch. You know what I'm saying? So the missionary. Yeah, so the missionary, I like to make sure the legs is up. And not on my shoulders, because, you know, they can't go on my shoulders when I'm a missionary, but I like to have full control. You know what I'm saying? So when I say full control, I got my hands on the inside of their knees. So, you know what I'm saying? So I can just pound it out.
Down.
You know what I'm saying? I can just pound it out. Bam, 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 bam. You know, a lot of times I just need to catch that. Well, like, you know what I'm saying? I just want to bust off. That might be the one. That might be the finishing move. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, man. So that's me. And then it's just other little fetishes. Especially if a woman got like a ponytail and I know it's like it's secure. Like back shots, I'm grabbing that. You know what I'm saying? That's getting snatched up. Like that's gonna give me leverage to get all up in there. And then, or if she just got that ponytail, that's just gonna want some head. You know what I'm saying? Cause then I can just guide her head. You know what I'm saying? As she does it. So, you know, so I'm gonna get back into that, because then I think it's different too. Spontaneous sex. Then you got, you know, bed sex just hit different, you know what I'm saying? And you got couch sex, you got car sex. So I can get into all that too. But yeah, man, so that's where I'm at with it. So every woman I meet that I'm attracted to, I always I mean, I'm happily married, but I'm still always going to have that, like, size up just in the back of my mind. So that's me. You know what I'm saying? What's up? We got Smooth on the line?
He on the line. You know it.
So Smooth, man, that's the topic, man. We ain't on no spiritual shit tonight. We just straight up, you know what I'm saying? We got back to the basics. So we, you know, we just running down like what's the favorite sex position. So, you know, Black went, you know, she ran down her I guess what she like. I ran down what I like. We, you know what I'm saying? Tell the people, bro, what you, how you be sizing these females up?
So that's what we doing.
What we doing tonight?
They're in the way I shoot. It's like an FBI informant.
Oh, yeah.
You sound like an FBI informant right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, we get taped. Like, where we at? Like
yeah.
Me, you know? You at the precinct or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ah, nah, man. I'm in Walmart getting some Kool-Aid.
That's your spot. That's
what's your favorite position,
night.
Man?
That's your spot.
Oh, man, I like standing up. Picking a broad up and just dropping on my dick. That's my thing.
Interesting.
Simple as that. I'm just on some Captain Caveman Tarzan type shit. I heard what Ben said. Ben's pretty much like every position. Ben's
nice.
Like, yeah, I like to bend the move, watch the jiggle.
Nice.
Stand on the back, put the hand between the knees, which ain't going nowhere.
Nice.
I ain't with Black Sex, I just got on the phone.
Yeah, Black, so, you know.
What you like, Black?
You got to run it down again.
Yeah, pretty much. She got us on mute. I told you, man. She was
Black. I don't know what Black be doing. I told him, just
up his back. Man,
like,
be
man
like,
listen.
Oh,
when
no,
you go to talking,
doing,
and I throw that mute on. No, listen,
look.
I had to run from the back because I told you I cooked dinner. and people been coming to get plates. So I had to go open up the door. And then I had to go back and lock the door. That's what that was.
Okay.
You know, when black cooks, you know, they come. Yeah, I only deal with a selected few. I only let certain people come to my house. So
I'm gonna come through.
I had made some old baked turkey wings and rice and cabbage and muffins. So
that's that Sunday shit.
That was the last of the Mohicans coming to get a plate.
So we back.
Right. No, what I said for me it's the person. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you might like doing with one person, you ain't gonna like doing with the other one. So for me, I got a couple things that I like. So I got somebody that I genuinely love, and I don't like having sex with him at all. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have no favorite position with them.
You like being with
love is an emotion. It ain't got nothing to do with the physical, for real. Like, when you actually break that shit down, listen, the same thing that I be telling you, I know I love Tiny. Listen, like Tiny say.
Tiny said
on T.I. and Tiny, which T.I. has, like, the number one podcast on, you know, iTunes, I think.
We're going to talk about T.I. too, because I'm like,
yeah, so Tiny just said that Candy's mother told her when she was young, don't marry a man for love. Marry him for stability. The same thing I keep preaching to y'all, and y'all, that's weird. Now, a broke man will look at it as, you know, screw you. We're not saying that the man has to be rich, but you got to be able to see that there is some security there to get married. Y'all got to be able to hustle together the right way. You know what I'm saying? Love is an ever-changing emotion. So for me, you know, it's not about sex. Like, you know, you don't have to have sex for me to, you know, love you for real. You know what I'm saying? Because that's an emotion. Don't mean I'm finna, you know, do nothing or so on and so forth. But, I mean, I got somebody I don't even like having sex with, period.
But hold on,
I done been with somebody.
What's the goddamn topic, though?
My favorite position with him was, you know, giving him head. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
a
sexual position.
That is a position on my knees.
That's a position. Yeah.
On my knees.
What is your favorite sexual position, period?
I don't have. It's a couple, either on my knees or riding it or from their back. Like, it just depends on the person. You're going to bring out one of those three for me.
So I'm the only one that actually followed the rules. It's in one fucking position.
Listen, and that's weird how you, out of all people, got one favorite position. You have sex more than anybody on this phone.
Exactly. You asked what was your favorite, your number one.
This is Mo's question. Let's start there.
We ain't talking about no damn runner up. This ain't the fucking Cake to Cake from Show and shit. One goddamn thing.
Either on my knee, either you gonna be a listen.
Either ain't no either.
Let me tell you something, for real. I've had let me see, 2 people in my whole life of sleeping, 2 people that everything we did I actually loved. Like, we was in tune. Everything. Every position was great. But people don't put that same emphasis in sex no more. I haven't had that in years.
You was getting made love to.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all was making love.
So, for me, one of the three things. But, you know, it's like the chemistry there. And one of them, he had a small penis, but it was still good because the chemistry was super amazing, and he knew what to do in the bedroom. So, it's not about... I talk shit, but it's really not about size. If everything lines up, it's not about size. It's really, really not. But for me, I'm gonna like to give you some head, or I'm gonna like to ride you, or I'm gonna like for you to get it from the back.
That means that you're
giving me pussy.
What is the one position?
I don't have
that's
one.
That's your go-to.
I don't have no go-to. I just said. Depending on the person, you're going to get 1 or 3 out of me. That's going to be my go-to.
Okay. This ain't really
fuck that
position,
one person shit. Nigga, what is that one position? You'd be like, yeah, I like doing this right here.
I like doing all of the three I just said.
You know what?
You got to pick one. What's the number one?
Man, my number one
is them toys.
No,
don't pick for us. Let us pick for ourselves.
That's three for himself. Which one is it?
Look, man, I like his head more than anything.
All right, well, there you go.
That's interesting. That's dope.
All right. Yeah,
and I don't get to give head, but I like it. Man, listen.
Hey, bitch, if you fuck around spit my shit, I'm a bat in your mouth. What's wrong with you?
If I spit you out, that means that you got to work on something.
Uh-huh, yeah. And if you got to work on fucking your innards.
If I spit you out, they ain't got nothing to do with me.
We're around here
pouring battery acid in people's mouth and shit. Yeah, no. So yeah. You can't really answer that logically. Shit. You never know.
So here's another one. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I love to be spontaneous with it. But if y'all had to choose, if you was with your favorite person that you really got that chemistry with, you know what I'm saying?
As far as
sexual. What you like better? You like the bedroom, the car, couch. You know what I'm saying? Because
I love outdoor sex. I love outdoor sex. I love it.
That spontaneous shit. Mm-hmm. Be the shit.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a young lad. I didn't have a house on my own. You know, sex was adventurous. You went all over the place.
It's crazy.
Now that I'm older. I got a few knee problems and shit like that. There's a lot of shit I just don't do no more.
He's so stupid.
You know? Like, you may want to do it, but then your body be like, no, nigga, fuck that. All right.
Oh, shit.
You better rethink life.
Right. Hey, y'all motherfuckers talk about you won't, nigga. I'm the only one on this motherfucking phone running took my dick. Y'all kiss my ass. I'm still in shape. I just ain't got what I used to.
Hey, dog,
you
keep it
100,
man. It's real.
Listen, right. You insane like a motherfucker. You're the only one on this phone with 15 kids. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Damn, so that's
fucking important.
Because I want to say, man. Go ahead.
If I had to choose, because I done got lazy. I ain't gonna lie to you. I done got lazy, but I like, you know, comfortable sex. Fuck all that porno shit. When you scraping your fucking knees. Yeah. Nigga, I ain't trying to scrape my knees no more. If I could fuck outside, you dig? Every once in a while, I would be like, look, bitch, you gonna take this dick right here? But man, look, bitch, here. We got an house.
I love outdoor sex.
We
the
got
chemistry.
A house, bitch, like, The closest I get to the outdoor sex type shit is either if we're in front of the door, by the car, on the backyard. Other than that, look, bitch, we got a whole entire house. Pick a room. What's up? Bitch, we got the kitchen. We got the living room. The dining room. We got 5 bedrooms. We got the bathroom. Pick a room, bitch.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
Yeah, we're going to run through the whole house eventually, but for me,
What's up? Man, listen.
I done took my people, you know, that was dating this guy. Like, he just loved that shit, that spontaneous shit. We would sit in the living room. I was like, come on. We went outside around the building. We was in an apartment. Went outside around the building on the side and hunched on the side of the building.
Yeah, that's
he,
nice.
He was like,
out night? What, hold on. But that's the thing, though. Was it at night or was it daytime?
That was at night, but I done did it in the daytime, too.
The daytime. Yeah, you outside
nigga,
the daytime?
Nigga did it during the day like fucking 20 years ago. You know what I'm talking about?
That's a fact.
But
I can't even
like
yeah,
now.
I can't even front.
Now the game has changed, nigga. You getting no fucking cameras. I ain't worried about the cameras. You getting
what's
fucking that? Sexual. You getting them sexual predator charges. You a sex offender now. Man,
yeah.
Down here you got registered. Like, nigga, like, wait a minute. I was just fucking. Yeah, well, guess what, nigga? Now you got sex offender on your fucking ID. No,
I know, right?
What you're not about to do is put the sex offender on.
Can't be changed. Plus, everybody got phones too, so, you know.
Now, if you
want
to go
to
a resort, go to Jamaica or some shit, yeah, we're going to wild out, girl. But no.
Oh, hell yeah. Any vacation, yeah, you got to just, who the fuck cares at that point?
Yeah.
But, it's interesting, though, but the bed sex hit different, you know, especially.
The bed
you know,
sex hit
different. Yeah, that's true. You know, bad sex, you really gotta be comfortable for that person for the most part. Because the bad sex, you really, you know what I'm saying? You're going to, you in your home, obviously, and you go into a nice hotel, you know what I'm saying? So the hotel is already going to set vibe, you know what I'm saying? So bed sex is always popping. But always like the sofa sex, too. Sofa sex is crazy. You know,
I broke my sofa.
I broke that bitch.
It's nice because look, you got that angle. That's the sofa sex is the back shot. You put on that corner, you know what I'm saying? And you just get all ashy in your face. You know what I'm saying?
Like, sofa sex reminds me of car sex. You see what I'm saying? Cause like when you're in a car, you know what I'm talking about? The bitch can't
escape. Car, you gotta be.
Right, you got your foot. You got your foot on the door and shit. So you just pounding that shit out. Yeah, that's how you break the sofa.
Word. But the car sex is crazy too. The car sex, well, back shot.
Listen, let me tell y'all a fun fact.
The back seat gonna be just like the sofa.
Let me tell you the craziest fun fact about what y'all saying. I have got all three of my children that I have. I made them on the sofa or the armoire, the little thing. All three of them. All three of them was made on the sofa. I ain't no lie. That arch on that sofa is deadly. So I don't fuck with it.
That's arch.
No.
Like, if you doing back shots, the sofa is where you're going to get the best arch straight up and down. You know what I'm saying? Because it's made for that. It's made for that. You get in that corner, you put it on that corner. So that's one thing. So, yeah, definitely. And then, like, I remember, I don't know what the bathroom sex is, like, different. I'm not a big fan of the whole shower shit. You know what I'm saying? The wet sex and all that shit. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. I mean, I do it, but I ain't a big fan of it. You know what I'm saying? I guess it all depends on the person, too, but I ain't a big fan. It's all wet.
Shower sex is when you into some real kinky stuff, and it's that time of the month,
yeah.
Y'all jump in the shower.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to make sure that you're going to get dirty and clean at the same time.
I had to let that go.
Don't escape.
You know what I'm saying? In my young days, I didn't give a fuck if a female was on a period. I gave no fucks. I was just strap up.
That's the best
good shower.
Sex that you can. Listen, let me tell you something.
I had to retire that shit.
When you with your mate, right, or your lady, like having sex during your menstrual relieves the cramps and it relieves the headaches that you have when you have sex during that time. So, and it's the best sex, you know, obviously, because of the way that shit feels. But, you know, I haven't had the opportunity to do
that
in so long. It's ridiculous.
Shit on the inside.
That shit is amazing.
It does wonders for you, especially if you cramp. Of course, you're not going to be able to do it on the first day. Maybe definitely not the second. But that third day, man, listen here, man. It's life.
I ain't had that shit in a minute.
Ain't no limit. First day, second day, third day, bitch, you're my baby.
So no more sofa sex for me, but I do love outdoor sex. You know what I'm saying? Like
no
that,
more sofa
that,
sex?
That
wait, hold on.
Outdoor, something about
wait, hold on, Black. You just told the people you retired from sofa sex?
Yeah,
hell yeah, like that
sofa,
shit is no good to me. It don't mean me no good at all. Like,
he said,
no.
Hell yeah, I'm done with the sofa sex.
That shit don't mean me good.
It's smooth. Said he retired from the sofa sex, what, about 10 years ago?
Yeah, he's still making babies, so that shit, the sofa ain't having to do with his shit.
I was on the sofa the other day. Nigga, I was on the sofa like fucking Friday, but, nah, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I talk a lot of shit, but I still be fucked.
Yeah.
No doubt. And like I said, that car sex is different. But that car sex, like I said, like, you know, the car sex is like either the back seat, you know what I'm saying? That's back shot. And that's going to feel like soul sex. Or you just got to put that seat all the way back and let her ride you, you know what I'm saying? Get that cowgirl popped off, you know what I'm saying? That's always a good look, too.
And for the dick kicks, we going to be either in the back seat or we going to lay the passenger seat all the way back and he getting on top. For the thick ones, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Or we're just going to let him do his thing. You're going to jump over there and top him off, give him some good, you know, mouth, and let that be what it is. You know, that too can work. It's a lot of things that can be done, you know, in the car. There's no point of, you know, sizing it up. That's just, you know what? The car is a good place to finger bang. Like,
oh,
y'all
yeah.
just riding, and he just, you know, boom, he just finger bang. That experience is amazing.
When I went banging, I was like a
Shackle
like,
Berry or Summer Blast. Which one?
Them finger bangs. That take me back in the day too, man. Like shit.
What, the stinky
that was like
pieces?
Shit. Yeah, that was shit. That was my move. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
now,
fuck that.
I ain't even got a finger back no more, but that's, you know what I miss?
The passion. Like, the passion is not there no more. Like, motherfuckers don't grab you, you know, from the back and put their arm around your neck and kiss on your neck. And like, I love my neck being kissed on and all of that. Like, take me there. My ears being sucked on.
But it's
going to
be rough.
Like, that passion ain't there because everybody is trying to prove a point. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I can get this, I can get that. So you just want to get in and get out. And it's not, the requirement isn't there anymore. That's why I don't have sex. But one thing that I do, so, you know, I go through my different phases in life when it comes to sex. And so at the beginning of the show, when we came on air, came over to this platform, I was going through my celibacy stage. And so that aligned my mind, and that put me in a different position, you know, doing the celibacy thing. And I can tell you, you know, I probably had sex maybe 8 times in the last 2.5 years. Maybe 8. You know what I'm saying? And that's how that has changed me. But the one thing that I do now, huh? The one thing that I do now to elevate my mind and clear my mind.
Y'all niggas the same here? Y'all niggas the same. If there's one thing I know Mo Ben's gonna say, he's a happily married man. If there's one thing I know Black gonna say, well, you know, celibacy.
I'm not practicing celibacy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sexually, you know, I don't have a partner right now that I can, you know, 3-4 times a week we get it. I don't have that. You know what I'm saying? I haven't had that.
Just speaking from
and, you know, since I left, you know.
It seemed like females,
but
they
listen,
can go ahead. Well, I was going to say,
the
like
thing,
females,
what
y'all
I was going to say is that I learned to balance myself out, right? Because I was so angry.
You were angry?
What?
You were angry.
When I was going through celibacy, I was angry because the last 6 months I didn't even touch myself. Like, I just rolled with it. Like, I'm not touching myself. I'm not doing any of that, right?
Wait, hold on, now I'm learning a whole new level of magic
to where every single night I masturbate. And then I get up and I be so ready for the next day. I be so full of energy. My mind is settled. You know, I can make sound decisions and so on and so forth. So that's my new thing that I've been on for like at least the last month, to masturbate every night. And it actually just takes my whole day to a next level, and I can think about how
females.
I want my next day to go and masturbate to it, and you know what I'm saying, do my thing.
A lot of
so
females is
that's
more,
where
I'm noticing.
At, not because I don't want to have somebody, but before I just sleep with somebody just because, I would fill in the void myself to make sure that this person is who I want to deal with or who I want to sleep with. So it's not that I don't want to, it's just I ain't found nothing that's really, you know, that's worth the push, you know, or going to deal with, you know, to deal with my ex. And, you know, we kind of outlined it and say, okay, well, we going to give this much time. We're going to give this amount of money. And then, you know, if everything where it's at, then, you know, we going to make that move, you know, on some shit like that. But on a regular basis, you know, I left my people in Florida. I came back to Georgia. I just chill.
So you when you were celibate, you said you didn't masturbate or jerk off that whole time when you were celibate?
No, for the 14 months, it wasn't that. Like, when I was going through it, before my mind was strong, I would probably masturbate maybe once or twice a month because my mind wasn't mentally, you know what I'm saying, strong enough to do what I had to do. Interacting, you know what I'm saying, as far as like, you know, if a woman count, you know what I'm saying, then, you know, I did that, you know, like 2 times. So then from that point, it was just like, no, go deeper. You know what I'm saying? It was a journey that I was on. So then I said, okay, there's no nothing, no touching yourself, no women, no nothing. You just going to ride this bitch out. And that's what I did. So, you know, I didn't touch myself. I didn't do anything. And mentally, it strengthens you to a whole new level. Not to say, I don't even know if I can ever do it again, but I know I did it that time.
Mm,
I don't
like
think
a,
I want
like
to
do that.
I don't think I want to do that shit.
I'm
about to make
so
shit. I'm putting diabetes in a cup in this bitch.
Yeah, because no, you know, cause every so often I think, you know, I mean, for me myself, you know, sometimes you just back up off of it. You know what I'm saying? Just chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, every so often I might practice some celibacy for like a month or so. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't that you
just,
a married man?
I am, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, boy,
you sometimes you just. You just back up off of it, you know what I'm saying? You just get your mind right. So I'm, you know, interested. Have you ever practiced any type of celibacy? Like, you know what?
Hell
I got a lot
no.
Of shit going on. I need to focus.
No,
you talking about
smooth?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
get
but
out
you
out
never
here.
Know.
That's what I did when I was a teenager. Fuck.
Okay, so.
When he was about 12.
No, nigga, I was like about 15 or some shit. I tried it.
Okay, so you have never practiced
work.
Celibacy since 15. Like, what's the longest you've gone without having sex? You don't mind me asking.
What age?
I mean, look, I'm past 15.
What age?
15. In your adult years. After
20. From 25 to now. What's the longest you've been without sex?
Well, hold on, wait a minute. Like, it depends on if I'm in a different country or not. Let me see.
I could count.
When I was in Dubai, I want to say it was like about a month and a half or some shit. I ain't get nothing. Until I ran up on this bitch and she gave me everything.
That's interesting, though. That was probably supposed to happen for a reason. You know
but
I mean?
Since while you're in the States, what's the longest you've gone while you're in the
that
States?
That counts too.
What age?
In the between 25 and now, since you've been in the States, like you ain't been out the country. What you just went out the country just now, but you came right back.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't been going like you was going for about 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Like staying over there for those long stints. So since you've been here for the last 2 years, let's just say, what's the longest you've been without sex?
Probably like a week or something. I mean, fuck, if I'm on the water, some bullshit for sea trials, or if I'm delivering some shit to the military, I mean, about a week.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
That's good.
Yeah, but that's good.
It depends on the work I got to do.
Yeah, because a lot of times too, just you know, and just any person, I think a lot of times, especially when they got a lot on their plate, sometimes it is good to fall back and focus. You know what I'm saying? So that month and a half that you was in Dubai, if you just say, I mean, just saying Dubai just seemed like, you know, if you over there, you.
No, I was in Dubai for years, my nigga. It just took me about a month
and
a half.
Yeah, well, tell him when that was. How about that? When that was, you was in Dubai and you went a month and a half.
Yeah, I was, let's see, I'm 37 now. I'm like, how many years ago? About 8 years ago. I was like 29, some shit.
Interesting. Right. Yeah, no, but
like, overseas
like,
is
know,
different. You know what I'm saying? Like when you,
so
you like niggas don't understand.
Expand on that.
Depending on what particular part of Africa you're in, like niggas really don't want you fucking their bitches. That's real shit. They really don't want you fucking their. They will send bitches over there for you, but you really don't want to fuck gay bitches or whatnot.
What you was trying to say? Like you was like, all right, I'm trying to find like I'm attracted to one chick, so I'm trying to fuck this one chick. But you saying, you know, saying they're making it tough. You know what I'm saying? Or they'll be like, all right, you know, you're American. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying I didn't go out there with the intentions of fucking. You see what I'm saying? It just so happened that the bitch came to me.
Oh, okay, you bagged her. You bagged her like in a bar or some shit.
No, no. Like, I went to my fucking apartment and my shit was empty. I thought a nigga robbed me.
And the chick was there?
Like, the bitch moved my shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, look, them hoes got, them hoes with money out there, man. Look, them bitches be tripping. Sometimes you just gotta grab them by their throat, let them know you still a man. Man, what the fuck wrong with you? I'm touching my shit when I'm out
there. I feel you. Well, but that month and a half, look, we just having a conversation. But that month and a half that you went without it, because it seemed like that's the only stint you had since you've been in your adult years. Did you feel any different? You know what I'm saying? That you feel like, oh man, I'm more focused, or because you know a lot of times when they say when you bust
no,
off,
no man, I was working.
Yeah, so you're focused.
That's focused. No, I didn't feel different. I was working. I was out there for money anyway. Pussy come, nigga. I ain't gotta go searching for the shit. I was like, man, ooh, well, I feel different now. I ain't having sex. Hell no.
All right. I mean, look, everybody different. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know,
you should know
was
school
question.
Was not.
Yeah, you wasn't. You was not
listen,
to connect to nothing.
How many times you may not know, but on the after show, this man done said at least three times, man, I ain't finna have sex no more. I'm finna just chill. I'm giving it up. And then the next
never,
week
no,
he be like,
no.
Oh man, I was doing this, I was doing that. So you know,
I never want to have sex no more.
The after show. That when he called me after the show.
I'm tired every week.
Okay.
I do.
See, I
just this new baby. I'm tired until I fucked her. Come on, chick.
No, I'm tired. That because you know, like when you saying like you know back when he was like, oh, when I was celibate, you know, I felt this type of way, and you know, my mind differently. You know what I'm saying? I think that's in a way that's some spirituality kicking in. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay.
Right.
It was meant for me to go this while being celibate. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just my mind was just on some other shit that I had to kind of focus that on. Because you know when you ejaculate or cum, that's sexual energy. That's like you know protein. You know protein is leaving your body nutrients that could be used in certain aspects. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it could be used to make a baby, of course. I mean, smooth. You know, of course, you would attest to that. Black, you would attest to that. But then if this stays bottled up. That same energy got to go somewhere else, you know. So this is interesting.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna ever bottle it up again. I'm gonna let it run out. I like how I feel now that I masturbate every night. I like this feeling.
What's the difference from before when you was like you feel more just. I mean, what changed?
I was more frustrated. My mind was not clear. But like, put it like this. Like, my mind stayed on a lot of things that it didn't have to stay on. But I was agitated. You know, X, Y, Z. You know, I was agitated. But now it's like I don't really let much bother me. Like if it becomes an issue to me, I just say, okay, you know what? This doesn't fit. You know, it doesn't fit in my life. You know, so some certain things that you know have bothered me over you know the last couple of years. Now it's like it don't bother me anymore. It just really makes me understand. Like, let me eliminate this from my life.
So your mind is just clear, so you can just let it flow. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, that's interesting. Because sex is like the most. I mean, well, I guess some people still like drugs better, but sex is like a drug. You know, sex is the most powerful drug in a way. Because when you get that feeling to come in, man, that's just like I don't know. Ain't no drug can compare to that ecstasy that you feel at that particular. I mean, for me, you know what I'm saying? That particular moment is like, damn, you just feel that life force, like, fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this could create a being, you know what I'm saying? Or this release. Like, especially like when you, and when it's been a while, like you said, when you went for like a month and a half, or, you know, you went for your, you know, year, or, you know, you were pregnant and stuff like that. When you finally do come, it's like, man, like, it's just all that bottled up energy just being released, and it just feels awesome. You know what I'm saying? So. If you can bottle
yep,
that,
I know mine be feeling awesome.
It.
I'm like, shoot, I wouldn't trade this for the world.
Like, shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just
and
like,
oh.
That's some old otherworldly type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn, like, this shit is flowing through me. So, you know, just thought that was interesting. Well, look, this is Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do every Sunday night. Chop it up. So that was our sexual positions and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Running it down. So,
and
you know
we
saying? Man, I guess
talk about it.
Because, I mean, it was kind of quick. I mean, because I wish I had, like, a favorite position. I can't say like you, Smooth. I'm kind of like me and Black probably the same on this. To me, it's all about chemistry. And like I said, I legit, you know, like I said, hashtag happily married man, but I legit size a female up. I guess it's like a boxer when you're about to fight. You know what I'm saying? So you're just sizing that person, that opponent up. Like, all right, how I'm going to catch this person, you know? I'm sizing up angles. And like I said, like, I just told you how, like, it could be bedroom sex. It could be fucking couch sex. It could be car sex. It could be outdoor sex. And then it could be the backshot position, the missionary position. Cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, like all that shit is playing in my mind. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I just thought it was an interesting topic. You know what I'm saying? But
and that's sweet, but that wasn't a goddamn question. The question was your favorite sexual position. So it really don't matter what the bitch is, because everybody's talking about all man chemistry and shit. But like,
if
you had a favorite sexual position, right?
I have to pick
that favorite one. Even if you can't do it with the bitch, because, you know what I'm saying, physically she ain't able to do it,
yeah,
but you wish you could
right
do it with the bitch if she would, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right, so I'm going to pick it. So I'm going to pick it, back shots. Back shots is my was it face down, ass up. And that's a different position. Face down, ass up in the bed is probably my favorite. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the couch, back shots hit a little different because you can get that in, but the bed, that back shot, face down, ass up. And especially, like, when a female just getting that, like, oh, I'm going to tell you the ultimate for me. This is my favorite position. I'm going to go into it. When a female just know, like, she just getting that position already. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to tell her to do it. She just put her face down on the pillow or down on the bed or whatever and scoot it on up like that. Man, and all you just seeing, all I'm just seeing is just all that from the back. Oh my God, like
all that ass. That's Coach Production,
all that
baby.
Ass. Oh hell yeah, all that ass just staring at me. You know what I'm saying? Oh my goodness, you know what I'm saying? Let me just take a shot of him and go in. You know what I'm saying?
Hit that hole with the 40-ounce bounce.
That's a bag. Hit it with the henny dick or that ganja.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Oh, and that's the other thing too. Oh, let me write that down.
Porn,
you got the henny dick, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's when you off that henny, or you got the ganja dick. You know, you off that weed, boom, that shit just hit different too. You know what I'm saying? I that's as far as I go, though. You know, liquor, drink, I can't tell you how them other drugs hit off of sex. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't do that other shit. But them two, if I got my henny, or if I got some weed, oh, it's about to go down. And that's another thing too. Nowadays, I'm just going to put this out there for the people. If you're going to jump some shit off, especially nowadays with the females nowadays, hashtag happily married man, you better have some weed on you, because that's the closer. That's the fucking closer
weed
right there. You can go to, yeah, weed. I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you. Weed.
Shit, bitch, you better eat this edible and shut the fuck up.
Edibles, you know what I'm saying, but weed. I'm trying to tell you. If you had a bar or something like that, blah, 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 y'all drinking, blah, 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 blah. And then at the end, you're like, yo, I got this. You know what I'm saying? Once y'all smoke that weed, it's going down. I'm just trying to tell you, though. You know what I'm saying? Mo Benz is putting you onto some G. To the listeners out there, have some weed on you. Have some weed on. That's the closer.
I don't want that shit around me. I don't want to smell that shit. You better eat this edible and shit.
So that's another thing. You don't drink or smoke or what? You don't smoke or drink?
Man, I have shit in my life. I don't smoke.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
Got you.
So, like,
have you ever smoked?
High, look, I can make some edibles for you, bitch. You feel what I'm saying?
All right, you can whip it out. That's the new popping pills for woke chicks, too. So, yo, I mean, that you right. That works. Cause, yo, the chicks be...
They got trying to run through my house. I can't have all that shit.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, my last edible experience wasn't too good. I didn't have the best high off the last edible I had, so I got to make
sure. I've never tried any of that.
You just got to be patient. Some people just take too much of that shit, and they just be too high too long. Like, man, they can follow directions, motherfucker.
Yo, hold on. I don't know if I told y'all this. Yo, I had an edible last time probably about 6 months ago. Fuck, I was fucked up. But, you know, like I said, I got to make sure I'm making that shit that myself. I can't buy no edibles no more from nobody that I don't know. I mean, this chick that I work with, she was like, yo, boom, 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 I got this edible, you want to try it, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? So I just had it on the shelf for a couple of days. It was like a cupcake or some shit. So I fucking ate that shit one night, man, and I swear I was fucking bugging the fuck out. Like, the high lasted crazy, like, for, like, at least 5 hours. When I'm just trying to, like, I don't want to be high. Anymore. Like, I don't like this high. Like, to the point, I was like, goddamn, my heart is beating fast and all this other shit. I'm just paranoid, and then it finally wore off. I'm like, what the fuck?
Man, yo, I would have paid to be there to see that.
And y'all new niggas make me sick for the simple fact people just don't do the mental math. All right, in order to make it edible, right, you got to extract THC. So basically, the same way you make cocaine, the same way you make motherfucking edibles, right? Extracting the THC, which means it's concentrated.
I don't think
this
THC was.
Which means it's concentrated, right?
Okay.
You said what?
Put me on.
The THC is the shit that gets you high off the weed, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
just like motherfuckers talking about dabbing and all this other bullshit, it's concentrated. So niggas taking this concentrated concoction and putting it into food.
Yeah.
And people be like, man, I can't believe this high lasts that long. Really, bitch? Really? It's concentrated, man.
So when you say concentrated, what is you got to digest it? It's got to go through your system. That's what you're trying to say.
No.
That's what
concentrated means it's stronger. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You concentrate something. You compound it, which means you're not supposed to eat the entire damn brownie. You're not supposed to eat the entire cupcake. You're supposed to break it into little small pieces.
Yeah.
And then what you don't understand is that once your liver digests the shit, the liver's actually going to make you higher than what if you was actually to smoke it.
To the point.
So if you eat the entire
shit
cupcake,
that shit out.
You're going to get high.
Yo,
you won't get too high.
I was fucked up, bro. I was fucked up. I ain't even gonna lie. Yeah, maybe I didn't. I was just, you know, because, and that's
out of the motherfucker, right?
Because shit just tastes good. You know what I'm saying? You just, you know, and it don't hit you quick.
Quit snitching on yourself, like.
When you puff a weed, that shit, you know what I'm saying? You take a hit.
No,
like,
I don't do no drugs at all, honey.
You don't smoke? Oh, that's right. You don't really smoke weed.
No, that's the song. To get high to the motherfucker right now. You know, that's Jesus.
Okay.
No, baby. I drink from time to time, but, you know, I don't even do that, you know, much. That's
you
how
got some
I
weed,
–
that's the clothes. I know
that
so
played a big role in me
losing
a lot of the weight, too, you know, cutting back on the alcohol. So, yeah.
Yeah, smoke. You ain't
that track run, girl. You be all right.
If you smoked,
I ain't running no that.
Closer. Anyway, so it's about what?
Well, famous chop up. Take it there.
Yeah. Time for the world famous chopper. So everybody out there that's listening, especially any new listeners, this is the part of the show I get to talk my shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I just been, you know, wilding on it this last week. So let's get into it, man. The world famous chopper. I got a few different topics to discuss. Let me see what I want to get into first. All right, let me get my paperwork together. All right. So shout out to hoops. You know what I'm saying? Basketball season kicked off. I want to shout out Kyrie, even though I think they like 1-2. I think Kyrie just lost tonight too, but shout out to Kyrie, man. Yo, Brooklyn Nets, man, that's right up the street from me. I got games this year. Kevin Durant, you know, he's hurt for the season, but Kyrie's gonna try to do the AI thing. You know what I'm saying? I think he's gonna try to just really be Allen Iverson reincarnated in the Brooklyn uniform. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? First game, he dropped 50 points in the first game, but he lost on a game-winning shot. But, you know what I'm saying? If you know about New York basketball, right, they love that razzle-dazzle. You know what I'm saying? That point guard that can you know what I'm saying, take you off the dribble. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, but who does Kevin Durant play for?
The Brooklyn Nets. Yes.
Oh, well, shout out to the Brooklyn Nets for hiring a cripple. All right, keep going.
Yo, they're going to be on point but next season. So, you know, shout out to the Brooklyn Nets with that. And then real quick, Clippers and Lakers, you know what I'm saying? I watched that first game. That Clippers took it, but and Clippers are going to be tough. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to run it down. They got Kawhi Leonard. They got Paul George. And then they got a collection of, like, just role players that they have from last year. Because they made the playoffs. They made, like, the 8th seed last year. So they coached by Doc Rivers. You know, Doc Rivers won that ship with Boston. You know what I'm saying? We had Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, but now he's with, you know what I'm saying, L.A. And then, of course, the first Clippers when they had, you know, Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. This is the new school Clippers. These Clippers is legit because now Kawhi comes over there. He brings a championship pedigree. You know, Kawhi was with the Spurs, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, Coach Popovich. Went to Toronto, went to T-Dot. And they had just a really real regular team, but you put, you know, Kawhi on that squad, you know what I'm saying? They win a chip, and now one season over there, now he back with the – well, now he with the Clippers. So, anyway, he's one of the pitch. And then they got Patrick Beverly, who's just a nuisance. So they're coming
right,
to the defense.
Now, hold on. I don't mean to cut you off. A quick question.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I remember back in my day, right?
Okay.
We would never pay full price for late pizza, right?
Yeah.
So if you wouldn't pay full price for late pizza, why mm-hmm. would you pay full price for a cripple?
What do you mean? This is Kevin going, yo, if the pizza, how
why
can I put it in
why would you pay full price for a cripple? I'm just asking. I'm not hating on, because, like, look, at the end of the day, look, you're going to get your money. But what I ain't going to do is pay full price for a cripple. So I'm paying full price for you, and you ain't even playing? Nigga,
bro,
let's talk about this.
Bro, it's an investment. You know about stocks and shit. You buy, you know what I'm
saying?
Right.
Yeah, and I know a sinking ship when I see one.
Nah, man. So, you know, all right, so look, I'm going to put it in your terms because you want some stock shit, your business. So, look, check this out.
I buy low and sell high. There's a difference. Don't go stock with me. I buy high and sell low.
Let me give you my point, though. Remember, Brooklyn's still kind of. The Nets were in New Jersey. Now they're in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? And they made a little splash, you know, when Jay-Z was. But now you got Kyrie Irving. But Kyrie Irving isn't enough. You know what I'm saying? Kyrie Irving, like I said, you know, because this year, like you said, you call that Kevin Durant a cripple. So this year he's got to be Allen Iverson, which is what he wanted. That's why he didn't work out in Boston, because Boston got some ballers that was like, yo, we a team. Like, we ain't trying to just give you the ball every time you shoot it. And Kyrie, you know, that's why he left Cleveland. He left the Cavs. Shout out to my Cleveland Cavs. You know what I'm saying? That's why he left LeBron and dipped to Boston, because he wanted to be the man on his own squad. So what I'm trying to say is he just want, like, for this year, because he knows Kevin Durant is hurt, they're going to – Kyrie, whatever you want. You want to take every shot and we just rebound and play defense, which is what the 76ers – remember that year when Allen Iverson went to the finals and it was just a little man just scoring? That's what Kyrie Irving want to do this year, and that's what he is going to do. But I don't know how far they can go. So to
what
your
they got
point,
Kevin Durant?
I'm about to tell you. So to this point, like, remember, they're in the Eastern Conference. The Eastern Conference is not like the Western Conference. That's why LeBron's got to be really careful. That's why he didn't make the playoffs last year, because the West is tough. You know what I'm saying? You every night is competition. You know what I'm saying? You got top-notch talent. It's like the varsity. The West Coast is varsity. The Western Conference. Eastern Conference is like junior varsity. You know what I'm saying? That's why LeBron was able to make 8 straight finals, because he had no competition. So what I'm trying to say is, in the East, you got Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? They got the Greek Freak, my man Giannis. And then you got Philly. Philly got a nice squad, too. I didn't do my notes because I ain't know you was going to ask me this question. But Philly's got a nice squad, too. You know, believe me when I tell you. So it's kind of wide open in the East. Now, with Kyrie, it's not going to be enough. And then, look, the Knicks, I'm just going to tell you, they're on some bullshit. The ownership is on some bullshit. Jim Dolan, I know, I used to work for Cablevision in another life. And the nigga, I don't want to call him, he's not that, but the dude is, he don't know how to run a business. Like, the shit was just given to him, and he's fucking it up. You know, his father, like, you know, started HBO and started cable and all that shit, and gave it to his son, and his son is running the shit into the ground. Anyway, so Brooklyn, it's wide open, because the Knicks ain't fucking killing it. You know what I'm saying? The Knicks ain't been to the playoffs in I don't know how long. So Brooklyn is a fine time. So now, Kevin Durant, when he was with Golden State, they was unbeatable. That's why LeBron left Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? He got sick of it. Like, damn, I'm making all these finals, but I'm losing. You know, he got that one, him and Kyrie. That's why they legends in Cleveland. But at the same time, they couldn't sustain it. So long story short, you got a chance to get Kevin Durant, who is arguably the best player in basketball, next to Kawhi, because LeBron is not the best player in basketball. I'm a LeBron fan. I like what he did for Cleveland and the Cavs, but, you know, he's getting a little older now. You know what I'm saying? So now you got Kawhi. You got Kevin Durant. So perfect. And then any type of person that was used to playing in the West, when they come to the East, that's automatically they're going to go to the championship because I told you the West is tougher. So, yeah, this first season, all right, you know, Kyrie's just the main person on the marquee. But next year when they get Kevin Durant, oh, man, they're going to probably be in the finals next year.
You said next year, which means I'm paying full price for late pizza. I don't pay full price for late
pizza.
You want
to see? All right. I'm just going
to
leave it.
You see what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, you want me to pay you. See, like, people don't understand this. All right, so I'm investing all these millions of dollars into you, right? All these millions of dollars into you. And I know you're not going to play for an entire year.
Nah, check this out. You got to look at it like this. It's an interesting movie, right? It's like an independent movie. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't think of a sequel that was better than the original, but I can't think of one offhand. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but
okay. Rocky IV was better than Rocky 1. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I bet. So you go see Rocky 1, right? Rocky 1 was just shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm up on Rocky. So, yeah. So you go see Rocky 1. You see, you know, Sylvester Stallone, Rocky Balboa. You see him coming from nothing and going to the championship, you know, maybe winning the belt. But you see his struggle, right? But you like, damn, that shit was good. You know what I'm saying? Rocky got potential. Now we fast forward to Rocky 4. Rocky IV, he on top, you know, you remember the movie Rocky IV, you on top of the world, my man, you know what I'm saying, just, you know what I'm saying, millionaire now, you know what I'm saying, can beat Apollo Creed and all this other stuff about to go against the Russian dude. That's what next season can be, you know what I'm saying. Now Kyrie set the tone, they get to the playoffs, they're not going to go deep in the playoffs, but they get to the playoffs, make a little noise, Brooklyn. They want it, you know what I'm saying. So now, next year, you got Kevin Durant coming. It'll be a money well spent. Anyway, I'm telling you, believe me when I tell you. It doesn't seem like that to you right now, but you'll see. So that's that. But yeah, what I was going to say with the Lakers, though, real quick before I, you know, go to the next topic, I like the Lakers, though. And so the Lakers, I'm picking the Lakers to win a championship. But it comes with two things. First off, they got Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis has to, and you should know this, Anthony Davis came from New Orleans. Anthony Davis has to be healthy the whole year. He is injury prone. He's got a lot of skills. He's a very skilled basketball player, top notch. But the dude, it seems like he's made of glass. You know what I'm saying? So if he can stay healthy, you know what I'm saying? I think with LeBron's conditioning people, you know what I'm saying? LeBron's camp helping him out, I think he can do it. And then the same thing is the other thing with LeBron. The other thing for them to make win the championship, the Lakers, Anthony Davis has to stay healthy, and LeBron has to shoot at least 75% from the free throw line. He has to make at least 75% of his free throws. So LeBron, some people regard him as the best player of all time. I don't. It's Michael Jordan to me. I just come from another era where, you know what I'm saying, Jordan was the man, and I don't see nobody dethroning that. But a lot of new school millennials, they're like, no, LeBron is the guy. Anyway. Long story short, LeBron can do everything well, but his only kryptonite is his free throw shooting. Sometimes he looks like Shaquille O'Neal from the free throw line. So he got to get that together. So if they do that, they win a championship. If not, then that team I was talking about before, the Clippers, they will win the title, and then that's just going to be some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But the Lakers, they do got a good squad. I like how they got Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard is like a little slept on piece to the puzzle. You know what I'm saying? He took the place of Boogie Cousins. So anyway, that's the Lakers. That's my little NBA preview. We'll see how that plays out. What else we got in the news right now? Speaking of New Orleans, it's about time for me to shout y'all out a little bit, man. I'm really feeling the New Orleans music scene. You know what I'm saying? I've been feeling it for a while. But y'all got an ill vibe that I like. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I always have certain conversations up here. You know what I'm saying? And I just like take things in. You know what I'm saying? Especially here in New York, I say certain things. So I don't know. I was somewhere doing some work, and I was talking to one of my fellows. We was working, and we just got on the topic of music and, like, you know, people like artists or people that really change the game of rap music. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, I'm in New York, so you're hearing Jay-Z, Puff, Russell Simmons, all these people. But then you really got to big up, like, Master P. And it's interesting to hear New Yorkers say, like, oh, no, Master P or Baby or Lil Wayne. And, you know, New Orleans just got a vibe, you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, I got to get out there. I never been to New Orleans. I definitely got to, it's all, you know, I got to get there. I want to get there sooner than later. But ever since I seen this movie, Angel Heart, I always knew that New Orleans was a little different. Angel Heart was like a movie that came out in the 80s, had Lisa Bonet. But it kind of showcased New Orleans, like old school New Orleans or whatever. And it's got a vibe, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like that whole fucking French shit, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like Haiti in a way, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Louisiana was owned by the French. Haiti was owned by the French. So it's got that Creole Haitian type of shit. So anyway, long story short, the point that I'm trying to get to, the album of the year, my rap album of the year, and this guy doesn't get enough credit. I think he's the most consistent in the game. I don't know if you're up on him, Smooth. You should be because you're in New Orleans. Is my man Currency. I gotta shout out my man Spitta. He's got this album called Plan of Attack, and it's got him, Young Roddy, what's the other dude's name? Trademark the Truth, I think his name. Well, Trademark, I wrote it down. Trademark the Skydiver. And it's dope, man. It's just fly shit. And what I like about Currency, it's kind of like Lil Wayne, but a little just flying a little bit just more underground. You know, where Lil Wayne grew up casually, you know what I'm saying? Become a big-time superstar, you know what I'm saying, all that type of stuff. So, you know, Wayne, even though he keeps it real, you know what I'm saying, you know, he's still commercial because he's very popular. Currency, to me, just flies under the radar, and he just does it his own thing. And Currency was with Young Money, but he chose to kind of do his own thing because, you know, that time it was just bring it on Drake and bring it on Nicki Minaj. And he was like, you know what, I'm going to do my shit, be independent, and I'm just going to let it, you know, if I have more creative control, I don't care if it's not blowing up commercially. And I just want to shout him out, man. Plan of Attack, if you haven't heard it, so wild, man. It's just talking about just fly shit, getting money. And just, you know what I'm saying, just doing, you know what I'm saying, just stand to yourself, but just hustling, you know what I'm saying, on some fly shit, you know what I'm saying, like, I like that New Orleans shit, man, like, just like, you know, champagne over beer and shit, I don't know, anyway.
Okay,
so, shout out to that.
you on your sports shit, let me jump in, and let me give a couple topics that I want to talk about. One, and real briefly, T.I. had made a point, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like the point was very valid, you know, when he was doing his podcast. And we're going to talk about this on the next show. So he gave one specific question. He said, one man, 30 chances, or 30 men, one chance. We're going to talk about that on next week's show. I just want to give y'all something to think about and to understand the basis of this topic, right? And I'm going to tell you what person
you
I was.
And
one man, 30 chances, 30 men, one chance. Yeah, you see. We'll get back to that. So shout out to everybody that tunes in. So I want to talk about this story that happened over in Essex, I want to say. So I guess human trafficking has been a thing that they have been battling with lately. And unfortunately, it was just a very horrible story on the 23rd. A 25-year-old driver was arrested on suspicion of murder. There were 39 bodies found in his, they call it lorry overseas, but in his semi-truck in Essex. He had just picked up the trailer from the port. So basically, it's like he has been driving this trailer since about 2017 when he took it from the location. He's the person that drives this truck. And basically, they mapped out four different locations and mapped out the timeline. And the 25-year-old driver, he's from North Ireland, the one who has been arrested. They actually just held a protest today in reference to the 39 bodies that were found in the back of the semi truck. So that story is still developing. We send our prayers overseas to you guys. That story did make it big over here, and they were just going through how this has been an issue over there with them trafficking bodies. This was the This was the most that they've had in a while. It was a couple more found before, I think, some Chinese people.
Vietnamese.
But it was nowhere near 39. I just was doing research on it. So we definitely send our prayers over to you guys, and hopefully they, you know, get this resolved as soon as possible. Also, salute to everybody out there making things happen. Listen, if you're in the business world, please, please keep your business to yourself for real. It's okay to open up about you and your journey, but personally, no. For the people that's over here, I know you guys, and you're in makeup, you know Super Scent. And Super Scent has been going very public about her life, and she's the owner of the Crayon Case. And so, you know, she was
Hold
on, days, and she had a child.
Who was that? Who is this?
Super Scent of the Crayon Case. She's really she's the businesswoman that made $1 million in 90 seconds on I think Black Friday of last year.
She was selling something?
She made like a total of $16 million, you know, for like
selling?
That sale. So I mean, she's a really good entrepreneur. It's a lot of things in the air. But this lady, she's a psychic, and she actually did a video a couple months back, and she was saying, you know, like, hey, you know, Super, somebody's poisoning you, so on and so forth. You know, there's a lot going on because Super was sick. And then the lady called out a specific series of events that would happen in Super Scent's life. And, of course, Super Scent didn't want to hear it. Like, you don't know me, especially people that don't believe in psychics or they don't believe in higher power. They don't understand. They don't want to talk about it or whatever. And apparently there's a big blow-up. But the main thing that's going on social media right now is that the entire line of events that the lady said would happen has happened or damn near happened. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she died?
No, she didn't die. No, she didn't say the lady was going to die. Psychics don't really tell you that. Not a real psychic, because psychics, you can read tarot, but the one thing that you can never dictate is when a person's going to die. So somebody that reads your cards and say, hey, you're going to die, they fake, you know, leave the reading right in and there. But just the general, like, they were saying, you know, her and her best friend was going to have a falling out. They had a falling out. They got back together. They said that somebody was around 2% that was putting roots on her. They said her and her fiance was going to break up. They broke up. Just a lot of things in the video that she said. So, you know, a lot of this came from when Super Scent put out, I made $1 million in 90 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Then they saying that, you know, she stole the idea. Who knows? Allegedly, it was somebody else's idea that she had stole for the Crayon Case, or they were brainstorming it, and it took off for her before anything happened, and, you know, allegedly somebody is pissed. But the thing is, for people, like, the reason that I don't do a lot of shows talking about the news and what's going on, because a lot of it is allegedly. And you got so many people that dislike you for doing what they could be doing. You know what I'm saying? They dislike you for having a personality. They dislike you for having more money than them. And there's people that's going to just bring up rumors and talk down on you. And for regular people that don't understand, they read something and they think it's true. Listen, if you are an aspiring business person or you in this limelight, it's okay to give stories about your journey and how you got there, but your personal life, man, I had to learn the hard way myself. But your personal life, man, keep that to yourself. You will notice the only thing that I really talk about is my sperm donor. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really talk about him that much. You know what I'm saying anymore? So, you know, it's a journey. It's a dog eat dog world. It's a lot going on. So let's send our prayers to Super Scent that she gets better. You know that everything moves over for her. For me, for one, I love her personality. She's an awesome individual that she shows on social media. And you know, nobody deserves to have anybody trying to break them down or their empire. Kanye West, he dropped his album. Nori said it was garbage. It's a couple other people said it was garbage. Mm-hmm. You know, Kanye says that he's no longer he's no longer going to perform his old songs anymore. He's no longer making rap music. You know, he's just totally wrapped and bodied in this Christianity thing that he has going on. I think it'll blow over. I think that hopefully he doesn't pull a mace. you know, when Mace got so deep into this Christianity thing, and then he tried to come back and perform, but everybody see you as Pastor Mace, so it's not going to work. So hopefully he comes together with that. And last thing, I wanted to give an awesome shout-out to Kim K. We don't really talk about them much, you know what I'm saying, but Kim K has been making great strides in our communities for our people that's locked up in jail, that – anybody could have came along before Kim K and did what she did. Even if lawyers are putting in the work and she's using her face for influence, shout out to Kim K. Yeah. You know, she's doing this huge movement in the United States where she's actually assisting with getting wrongfully convicted people out of prison that, you know, have life sentences, that have, you know, long sentences that are on the death on death row, and evidence showed that they shouldn't be. They're wrongfully convicted. They didn't want to look at it. Here in the United States, a lot of times they don't look at it, especially if you are black, or especially if they feel like they can hide you and nobody is going to pay attention. A lot of people were getting paid from these prisons because they would have bodies in them. So they're just bodies that are there that shouldn't be in prison here in the United States. And Kim K is leading an awesome movement that is catching a lot of media play behind the things that she's doing, and I really want to salute Kim K. Kim K is okay with me. She's always been, you know, she made a tape. I did it as a career, and Kim K has completely turned her life, you know what I'm saying, we don't even know how her life was then. She made a tape, so what? How many of y'all got tapes? A lot. So, you know, Kim K is really, she's in school actually to be an attorney right now. So, salute to Kim K. She's really doing big things, man. Kim Kardashian, West, and I look forward to seeing more things with her shaking up pretty soon. So, that's all I have.
All right. So, so basically, you know, to go back to this Kanye album, so, you know, I'm going to give you my quick review on that. So the Kanye album is called Jesus is King. I was a little nervous about this album. The reason why I say that, because I'm a fan of Kanye, but I'm like, once you take on a big time, when you speak that like that, it can come with a lot of energy. You know what I'm saying? So it can either go really good or it can go really bad. You know, so you know the album all in all is like it's all right. It's not his best work to me. I thought it was gonna be much better. He does have some songs, and maybe it's going to, like, be one of those things that's kind of, like, going to bubble a little bit, and then, you know, maybe I'll blow up a little bit later, or maybe I'll get a different sense of it, you know what I'm saying, a few months from now. But just listening to it, I definitely like the song called, and I'm not big on Christianity. I mean, look, I was born Christian, but I'm not big on Christianity now because, I'm very spiritual. But, you know, I'm not going to knock it. So, he's got this one song called "Use the Gospel." I like the pairing. It's Clips. So if you're not hip, you know that's Pusha T and his brother. And his brother actually, you know, talk about Mace. You know, got into the church and he doesn't rap anymore. He's very Christian. You know what I'm saying? But he comes back for this track, and you know it's got Kenny G on there, and Kenny G is, you know, doing his jazz thing on the beat. It's kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? Also, he's got a song called "Water" that I really like, and shout that out. And he's got another song called "Follow God." It's got a Jimi Hendrix sample that's pretty dope. So, you know, shout out to Ye. You know what I'm saying? We'll see how it shakes up in the coming months, going into the holidays and stuff like that. I'm gonna say this though, to me, you know what I'm saying? Like this Ye kind of put me in a Kid Cudi type of mood. You know what I'm saying? Like Kid Cudi's my guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big fan of him. You know. Dude out of Cleveland, Shaker Heights to be exact. To me, if you like this Jesus is King album, to me a much deeper album is a Kid Cudi album. It's called Passion, Pain, and Demon Slayer. So it's just dope.
Make sure you check out my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com, and you can find all of my social media links and my books. Also, check out my YouTube, Miss Lovely Black on YouTube, MizzLuvliBlack, MizzLuvliBlack on YouTube. Go right ahead.
So definitely check out for the link, you know what I'm saying, Miss Black tweets it out, I'm going to retweet it. Definitely check me out on all social media platforms. It's MOBINNS. You know, if you want to put a face with the picture, you know what I'm saying, follow me on Instagram. Twitter is always where I like to talk my ish, you know what I'm saying? Definitely follow Real Adult Talk. That's our Twitter platform for the show. So, yeah, man, another good show. You know what I'm saying? A world-famous chop-up. Shout-out to Smooth for calling in. This is how we do, man, every Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? Tell a friend to tell a friend. Log on and listen. You know what I'm saying? We gonna keep it coming for the winter months.
Next
you know
week,
what I'm saying? We got some hot shows.
One man,
check us
30
out
chances, 30 men, one chance.
Go ahead. Drop that mic. All right, y'all. Everybody be safe. Until next week. Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.